Chris Moyle Show on Radio 1. Special radio for those with special requirements.
I hate that accent, don't
what,
you?
What accent?
The Norwich accent.
Brilliant. Hello, Norfolk.
I can say that. I was born there.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Morning all, morning, morning. Morning. Thanks to gorgeous Nemone, or Nemone, and a little message to Nemone, because I know she's still listening. She can still hear me. Are you ready? Little note there. Turn your lights off, Nemone. Nemone has a fake light. I've mentioned this before, right? Because her producer's a hippie, right? They work overnight, right? In the early hours of the morn.
Get up in the dark.
Yep. So they have a light which she plugs in, and it's meant to give off the effect of daytime. Mm. It doesn't. It looks like a broken fluorescent light you find in any office throughout the UK. So you come in and they have the aircon. By the way, they're always moaning about how tired they are. They have the aircon off and they're heating on to about 50 degrees, and then they have this fake light on which you're only meant to have on for an hour. Apparently.
Oh, are you?
Otherwise it ruins the effect of making you believe it's daytime.
They do have it so hot in there, you walk in, it's like the reptile enclosure sometimes.
But I don't really, I mean, honestly, it just I love Nemone, bless her dearly, and a producer, hippie man, he's alright as well, but you could sell him a chocolate teapot. It's a light you plug in, it's meant to give the impression of daytime. It doesn't at all, it's rubbish, right? It's a massive con and they fall for it every day. But when they started using it, they used to use it really seriously. They'd go, oop, an hour and five. We just switched it off 5 minutes ago. Click. And I'm like, what are you doing? Oh, well, if you leave it on for longer than an hour, it ruins the effect, apparently. Weirdos.
Breaks up the monotony, though, of early breakfast, I think, that light, doesn't it?
I wouldn't have phrased the early breakfast show like
that. I just mean the hours. You know, we've done those hours before, and they're tough hours to do.
Yeah, but it wasn't monotonous when I did it, because I was drunk for most of the time, so... Mm. Spent 11 hours in the pub the day before, you know what I mean? I wouldn't use monotony,
I didn't mean monotony in the sense of the show, right. Because, you know, the show's great, and I listen to it every morning. I just meant the hours are monotonous and difficult to cope
with
sometimes.
Fail out, Dave, DJ Overboard. It's 6:57, good morning, welcome to Radio 1. Oh, crap, crashed the bloody vocal out. That bloody light's been on for too long. Put it down, I don't know what day it is. Nighttime, daytime, no idea. Dominic?
I don't get it.
Neither do I. Always at the cutting edge of modern culture, this is BBC Radio 1, I'm Chris Moyles. The conversation before the show even started on the air today was impressive to say the least. It included myself and Rachel, our producer, who's sporting a nice Umbongo bag today, with an Umbongo frisbee inside. Dominic Byrne, our beautiful news broadcaster.
Hello.
Who scribbles it all down on teletext to give to you every morning.
That's not true.
See fax?
No.
And Allard, who is just another law unto himself, another freak walking on the planet, pretending to be ape-like. But really, everyone knows he's not from this world. Anyway, the conversation about what supermarket you shop at, and the snobbery that I felt from mainly Alid about the supermarket that I use, and he won't go in there. He doesn't like it.
I went to the one that you use in Sunderland.
Morrison's.
Mm.
Right.
Oh, Morrison's, forget to Morrison's.
I'm sorry, but I like it. I went in there yesterday, virtually everything, 3 for 2. It was brilliant. I was buying all sorts of crap I didn't want. I loved it.
We went to look for Wellies in Sunderland.
That one in Sunderland was massive, like a mega store, the one in Seaview.
They didn't have any Wellies.
Did they not?
No.
Although you wouldn't want 3 Wellies for 2, would you?
Whereas, as Allard is a Sainsbury's man, I kind of got the feeling. Waitrose.
Which you can hear it through the
Waitrose!
I find it expensive in there.
Rachel goes for the middle ground option. She's a Tesco's girl.
No. I swing between Sainsbury's and Tesco's.
Do you? Yeah. Right, okay. Do you swing, Carrie?
Yes.
So that was a conversation before we started the show, and I'm like, rip-roaring radio coming up. We'll play Kylie Minogue in just a few seconds, and then a brand new single from the Foo Fighters. So first of all, let's get some news and sport with Dominic and Kerry. 7:02.
It's now 7:05.
The Chris Moyle Show on Radio 1.
Morning, all.
Text messages already coming in. 81199 is the number. 81199 is our studio text number. I shop at Morrison's. I sell good pies that keep my belly warm. Okay. I work for the one in Newcastle. We sell wellies. Love Jojo. See?
Should have gone there.
Wow, go Rachel. I also swing between Sainsbury's and Tesco, says Toby. A lot of people got a lot of love for your swing. And we seem to have started some very dull supermarket conversation. Anyway, there you go.
I think it depends on where you've been brought up shopping.
See,
so yeah, Morrison's is like a northern thing.
It's sort of
thing.
An inherited thing. Mm. Okay?
See, I think it's to do with location. I think it's the clearest one of good quality to where you live.
No, I disagree, because I have a Waitrose nearest to me, but I don't shop there, unless it's an emergency.
Mm. Where do you stand on self-scanning, Chris?
What you want to do with your body is your business.
No. In some supermarkets, you get a scanner and you go around and you scan everything in your basket so you know exactly, to the pence, how much it's going to cost.
Yeah, but then don't you do that when you get to the till anyway?
Yeah, but you can work out before. And if you've got £57 to spend and you've scanned it and it's £57.20, you're going to put that Cadbury's cream egg back.
But could they just do that when he gets the till?
You could do.
You just take out that extra ripple.
Yeah, it's good fun, though.
And I think
Have you tried in some supermarkets, you can actually scan and pack yourself? It's like you're pretending to be the shop assistant.
Wow.
Great.
Well, I tell you, the only thing wrong is last night is the miserable cow that's working, you know, me on the checkout desk. And I'm sure it's not the most glamorous and highly paid job in the world that you don't need 22 degrees and 15 A-levels for. However, she could make an effort. And what she's doing, I'm on my own, and I'm trying to get... And I'm a bloke, right? So immediately she should help me. I'm trying to put the, you know, the wrong size things into the bag, right? Mm. Put in the stuff for the freezer, wood stuff for the cooker, and, the, you know, cleanser for something else. You just put it all in one bag if you're a bloke. And she's firing, beep, 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 firing them down there faster and faster and faster. So it's building up, building up. She stops at one point and just goes, we should put those in there. What? Just put those in there. Do you fancy giving me a hand, you slack cow? Do you know, as I'm struggling here, sweat's rolling off me. And as I'm putting in the bag faster, she's beeping them through faster. Beep, 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 beep. Stop! Help me, woman! I'm a man! I don't know how to pack!
But then they have a diversion lane for the next customer. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Where they put a thing across and then their shopping goes a different way down, thus not crashing into your shop.
They don't have diversion lanes at mine.
No, they do in mine, you see.
And what they do is, and now they have the bags that are cemented together with the other bag.
Mm.
So what I'm doing is, while she's going beep, 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 and it's piling up and piling up, I'm like this. It's not separating, it's just one sheet of bag. You eventually get it, you open it up, and then you put in, shopping is a nightmare. I think people should do it for you. I think you should go in. Someone comes in and goes, you know, like personal shoppers, you can have at these posh department stores. They should have that at the supermarket.
You can do that. You just shop online, don't you? You just go on the computer and put all your stuff and they deliver it to the door.
I can't be wrong. That's way too complicated, because the first time you do it, apparently, it takes a while.
Yeah, but then when you've done it once, and it just gives you all the same stuff that you like, all your favourites.
Yeah, but then you don't want to do that, because if you do a big shop, if you don't buy the same things every week, you end up with 48 tins of beans sitting there going, I never meant to click beans in the first bloody place.
Mm.
Seriously, and we didn't win a Sony Radio Award. It's a disgrace. Ha ha. Right, on the show today then. More news about Soccer 6. Trying to find out who the hell is actually playing in our team this Sunday. And Allard has some big, big brother news.
Very exciting.
Yes, it's very exciting. So Kylie Minogue gets us going. The Chris Moyle Show. Stating the obvious, wasn't it, really? National Radio. It's the Foo Fighters and Best of You. It's 7:18 in the morning. The Chris Moyle Show. Uh-huh. National Radio. Too many text messages coming in about supermarkets. Also, though, I've noticed this over the past few weeks, a lot of text messages coming in about Carrie. saying, well, here's one. I'm not a bunny boiler. I just really want to take Carrie out. Maybe we could do it like Cilla Black style blind date on your show, right?
Is that from Paul Denham?
No, it's not. It's from... I just want a kiss. Why don't you just give me a kiss? We're on a boat.
I've known never known anybody not get the hint as clearly as him.
Paul Denham?
Yeah.
Do you know what? Maybe we should set Paul Denham up with Carrie when he gets off the island. Which could be soon. No? You say no?
No. But did you... I mean...
Just, don't you think, Abby Titmus, when she talks, it just reminds me of Carrie. It's that kind of fake posh bird voice.
You know, at the end of last night, right?
Yeah.
You know, at the end of Love Island, when he realised that that he'd been blown out by Isabella, that then he just immediately sort of said, you know, watch out Abby and... Who was the other one? Liz, was he after?
Try and get on that tip, I believe he said. Yeah. Which is an unfortunate tip. Phrase. What did I say, though? Watch Paul Denham. He's not right. So last night, if you missed Celebrity Love Island, right, he's trying to cop off with Isabella.
Desperately.
She's not interested. Mind you, you know, and she's saying, you know, I've explained it. I don't know what more I need to do. Right, here's what you do, love. You turn around and you go, I don't fancy you, okay? So stop it. But she hasn't done that. She's going... No, you know, I'm not like that, and I need to be friends with him, and blah, blah. Just tell him. You're weird, right? I ain't putting my tongue down your throat, because you're a psycho. Well, get us a drink out the fridge, would you? That'll
but
do
after
it.
All that, after clearly saying time and time and time again that she doesn't want to have anything physical to do with him, he then lies there for 20 minutes and goes, kissy kiss. He's cattle.
You're like, what? You say we're meant to be married. You didn't even give me... And then he goes and does that confessional thing. He gets angry about it. That's the scary thing. He's actually quite angry that she's not going to play a bit of tonsil tennis with him.
Are you sure that he hasn't been told to be like that, to be over the top?
Yeah, because...
Because it looks slightly... orchestrated to me.
No, seriously, I am telling you, I've met this guy a couple of times and something isn't right. He's not right.
I tell you what.
He's not like you or I.
Based upon last night's episode, he looks like he might be a bit like, proper weird when it comes to girls.
Well, he just doesn't, you know, here's his train of thought. He's on a boat, there are fish swimming around them, it's a beautiful day, we should have a kiss. You know, just like a kiss and a cuddle. Basically, what he wants is a snog and a gripe. Can't understand why she's going, no. But, you know, he's got... And then he goes, what a waste. What a waste. What a waste of what, Paul? Well, you know, it's a beautiful day. We're on a boat. You, me. Come on. Let me touch you up, love. What? What? But then she's not... She's going, no, you're all right. You're all right. So what's wrong with her? Why isn't she going, whoa, you're a weirdo, mate. Stay away from me, you nutter.
I think she's been incredibly diplomatic, actually, so far, Isabella.
But she needs to tell him. Look, let's be honest. All women know this anyway, but blokes are stupid. Now, you got to tell him. You stand... Right, she stood there in front of him and going, I'm not interested. I don't fancy you. I'm not attracted to you. I don't want to snog you. Right? I don't mind lying next to you, but you creep me out even then anyway. Okay? You're starting to bug me. You're a little bit weird. You're not right in the head. Your eyes are all over the place. You're very irritating, and you don't understand women at all. Stay away from me. I'm not going to snog you, and stop asking. He would go, not even a cuddle? You know, that's why he's not... Anyway, you can take it. I watched it last night, by the way.
First time, really.
Oh, yeah. The Chris Moyle Show. Come on. National Radio 1. Don't even get me started about when they got that little fish thing out the sea and then they threw it back in and they thought he was dead. And he started screaming like some kind of crazed loon.
I thought he was putting that on when he did that.
So did I. I thought he was going to turn around and go, ha.
But he wasn't, was he?
No, not at all. It's weird. The guy's not right. If you're feeling low about yourself, your self-esteem is down, you're just not feeling happy with your life, watch Paul Denham tonight in Celebrity Love Island, and honestly, you'll feel so much better about yourself. Oh, dear.
It's a very interesting fact, that, actually.
What?
Something that I wasn't aware of.
What I just told you?
Yeah.
Kind of. It's Max Graham versus Yes, an owner of Lonely Hearts.
Do you like that yet or not?
Well, I don't really understand it. Well, I do when I don't. Don't you just get the original?
With a dance beat.
Put a dance beat on. Mm. So that could be Comedy Dave versus Yes.
Yeah, it could be.
What a thought. Mind you, after my mixing skills yesterday, you'd be on your own. I don't think I'd be helping you out.
I thought, actually, the way that you put Spandau Ballet into the travel bed at a point was quite nice.
Brilliant. OK, 4 minutes' time. We'll do it again then. A lot of people texting in, and quite rightly so, saying, whatever you do, don't vote Paul Dunan out of the Love Island. He's got to stay for the whole thing and win it. Ashanti. Only you. From Radio 1. Hello, good morning. Soccer 6 tickets to give away in the next half hour. Your chance to come and hang out with all the major celebs of the day. And myself and Dave. Jackers and Spoonie and JK and Harvey and Philip Olivier. Mm. The fella from the goalkeeper from the Dream Team who's dead.
More about that later.
Jamiroquai coming up, Travis Classic coming up. Let's get some news from Dominic at 7:30.
Ahead of Saturday's FA Cup final, Freddie Ljungberg's had a few interesting things to say about Manchester United's tactics, but he says Arsenal won't be intimidated by any kicking.
I think the important thing for us is concentrating on our own game. If they kick us, so be it. You know, it happened in the past, so we know what it feels like. If someone kicks you, it's nothing new, and so we need to keep calm. But then the important thing is that we play our football.
It'll be brighter in Northern Ireland. Motorway 54 in Staffordshire this morning on One Road Travel. If you're heading eastbound, there are narrow lanes. That's between Junction 1 at Cannock and Junction 10A at Essington. They're doing some emergency repair work. We just think when it's done, it'll be great. I can't do it now. Just think, when it's done, it'll be great. One road travel, Dominic Byrne. Brilliant. 7:34.
Yeah, all right. Morning, all. It's Freddie Ljungberg there, is it?
Yeah.
He's a butch man, isn't he? He's a How'd man's you man.
Get that high.
He is a man's man, isn't he, Dave? Would you say he's a man's man? Are you a man's man, Freddie?
No.
Oh.
He goes up and then...
I think the important thing...
About it, to be honest.
That's really weird.
Bless him. What do you do, Carrie, when there's no football on? Carrie.
There's plenty of other sports around.
What other sports do you like?
I like hockey. Although that tends to be the
Freddie,
same.
Stop.
Stop it, Freddie. I'm talking.
Right.
Do you want me to slap you down?
Is it predominantly, ball sports you like?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, most sports tend to have a ball of sorts.
Yeah.
Not but running.
Is it land ball sports?
Badminton has a cock.
Swimming.
As opposed to polo.
Water sports. Because they played it in the Celebrity Love Island.
Mm.
They played the game with the
water sport.
The water polo.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you slap a ball over a net, which is rubbish. A waste of time, I think. So, what else?
Cricket. Tennis.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Two sports. Does that keep you busy, though, between the football seasons?
Yeah.
Yeah?
There's loads on. Exciting test matches this summer. Ashes
that's right.
against the Aussies.
I was thinking exactly that. Exciting test matches coming up.
I find it so depressing, the close season.
Well, it's not really anymore, is it? I mean, there's so much football that goes on over the summer. Sven's taking a team to the
US. Don't forget all that cricket. Isn't that right, Freddie?
I'm just waiting for the Champions League draw.
We know who's playing already, Dave. Liverpool are in the final. It's next Wednesday evening.
Yeah!
No,
go on, Dom!
The next one.
Let's have a fight. Come on. Let's have a fight. Go on. Go on. Say something. Say something, Dom. Say something. Right, Soccer 6 then is on Sunday. Are you coming, Dom?
I don't know, actually, at the moment.
That's a no, Carrie?
No, it's not. It's
yeah,
a don't know.
So.
Yeah, you're such a liar. You've got no interest in going with you at all.
I want to
Thanks
play.
For your support, by the way. You can put a girls' team together.
A girls' team, but...
Why don't you put a girls' team together?
Bit late now.
No, it's not. It's not till Sunday. Oh, come on. Let's do it now. So, right. In the girls' team, Carrie. Right.
Mm.
Okay. Do you want to ask Rachel?
Yeah.
What, Chopper Jones?
Rachel?
Rach, you going to play on Sunday?
I'm very good in defence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, who else?
Joss.
Aled? Do you know of anybody who might want to play in the team? Your sister, yeah. Well, yeah. Really work at Radio 1, though. I do. Philip Olivier show at the weekend with Harvey.
Get fit with Phil.
Laura, who works on the Scott Mills show.
Yeah, she'd be up for it.
Yeah, I know, but do you think she'll play? Good morning.
I bet Joss would be good.
Do you think?
She's agile looking.
Joss, yeah.
Yeah.
Megan. No.
Megan could go in goal.
I've got to say, with the exception of a couple of names, it's starting to look like the Roly Polies as opposed to a football team. You're putting a moan in there, couldn't you? Right, get working on it, Karen. Okay. Hot list of ladies.
Beverly, Travis, Simon, Mayo, Mike Smith and Mike Reed, Tony Blackburn, Mark and Lord, Noel Edmonds and Steve Wright, Zoe Ball and Sarah Cox have also done this show, but let's be honest, all of them are rubbish compared to us.
Sing it in your car. Sing it loud, don't care. It's what it's all about. Radio on nice and loud, sing along like an idiot. They're in the studio working on new material.
Are they?
Yeah. See? Travis and Flowers in the Window, it's a classic on Radio 1.
Always reminds me of that gig that we saw them in Leeds at the Town Hall. Which was a fantastic
evening. They should
have
filmed that and put out on DVD.
What a beautiful night.
Visually beautiful and audio-wise, great. Mm. Right, so I've got some Star Wars chocolate.
Have you?
Yeah, which we've got to send. Individually wrapped milk chocolate bars. These are chunky Stardust bars. Now, Alan tried to make Rachel eat one during that record, and she wouldn't do it. And he said, no, Chris and Dave did, and she didn't believe us. And she went, I always know when you're lying. However, she doesn't, because it was the truth. Dominic and I tried it today. Alan was trying to make a point about these chocolate bars. So he asked me and Dominic to take a bite. So I'd like to ask you to take a bite too.
All right. Well, you know, obviously in the interests of research and experimentation and radio.
You get this at a very, very classy place.
What am I looking out for?
No, I'm not telling you. I just want you to take a big chunk. This is not, like, it's not going to taste of rabbit droppings or anything like that. It's, you know, it's a chunky Stardust bar.
Are you ready?
Yep. There you go. Beautiful.
Hmm.
Now, Alan's reaction to it was completely different to my reaction and Dominic's reaction. And I just want to see what happens with you.
How's my reaction?
So far, like you're eating a chocolate bar on national radio.
Mmm.
Ah.
Now.
Ah, now. Now, ah. don't say. Now, Rach, do you want to join in this experiment?
Oh, if I have to have a nibble.
There you
I'm
go.
I'm trying to be good.
Yeah, exactly. If I had to have a nibble. Don't say. Just.
Oh, there's Aled. Here he goes. Going
now,
to clip that.
Do you want your own bar?
Do you know what? Well, I could just have Dave's end.
Pardon? Oh, hey, tell you what.
I'm trying to be good. I don't really want chocolate at this time of the morning, but if I have to do an experiment...
They're tiny. Do you want me to read
Am I to finish this, then?
Okay. Yeah.
How much do I need to eat?
Do you know... what?
How much do I need to have
Just enough that you...
Get the full effect.
I'm sorry about this if you're just, you know, lying in bed, listening to two people chewing chocolate on the radio. Now, here we go. What does it
it's
do?
It's not immediate, Rach. We've got to give it some time.
I don't think I've had enough of it.
Right, okay. Maybe another nibble. So there you go. So it's had the desired effect with you.
Oh yeah, I know what it's about.
Right, Rachel.
Nope.
Nothing at all.
No.
Nothing at all.
Mm-mm.
Right. Okay. Okay. Try not to chomp too much into the microphone. It does sound gross.
Ooh.
Ah. Right.
Oh.
Aha.
Oh.
You see?
Oh, I don't like that.
Do you not like it?
No.
It's let me describe it to you.
What was that stuff called?
Individually wrapped Stardust milk chocolate bars with popping candy.
Mm.
By the way, we don't use the word candy in this country. It's American. Thank you. And the idea is they're Stardust bars. And it's meant to, like, it's kind of like the old space dusty thing. It makes your mouth crackle.
Mm.
Now, Al had stood there, I swear, froze, and just went, oh, oh, that's weird. Oh, my mouth's going all tingly. Oh, oh, don't like, oh, 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 no. Dominic and I tried it. Nothing. Nothing at all. So I thought he was a bit weird. But so it is popping in your mouth.
Yeah. Do you not get any popping in your mouth?
No. Right.
It's nice, Al.
Mm.
Got another one, Rachel?
No, I'm honest, not even going to finish this one either.
You may as well finish the packet off. You've started now, haven't you?
Oi, stop being horrible about me today. I'm trying to be good.
You've just eaten chocolate at 10 to 8 in the morning. Some people are listening to this line in their bed. You're woofing down chocolate
about
bars.
About 1 centimetre and for the good of the show.
Yeah.
It's an experiment.
I was very surprised at your lack of willpower, Rachel. Right, Soccer 6 then, Sunday, Upton Park, it's the home of West Ham. It's the music industry charity six-a-side football tournament. And we have the Radio 1 team under the management eye of Comedy Dave.
Hello.
And myself, Chris Moyles. Hi, chairman and manager of the team. Dave is director of football.
And
Chappers,
coach.
Yeah, coach. Chappers is captain. I'm the gaffer, Dave's the jaffer. Here's the team so far. Captain Chappers. Spoonie, JK off of JK and Joel, Dr. Mark Hamilton, which is brilliant having a doctor there, Harvey, who's a great player, and Philip Olivier, who's a brilliant player as well, and also King of the Games on Channel 4, he won the whole thing. Now, we need to find out who Colin Murray... Now, did you hear this yesterday?
I didn't hear this, but I know the plot, basically because Colin is unable to take part now. Right. He's pulled out late doors.
Yeah, because he's got a gig.
Because he's got a gig. Not through injury, but through a prior financial commitment.
So I said to him, I said on the air yesterday, if Colin Murray is going to pull out of the tournament, he needs to find a replacement for himself. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Roll the tape.
So, okay, find a replacement for the Soccer 6. If you haven't been listening, I'm not able to play this Sunday, unfortunately, because I'm DJing the night before. So I used all my contacts to try and get my replacement for the Soccer 6.
You know so many footballers and stuff. I bet you've got, like, Ian Rush playing or something.
Well, I phoned through all those contacts that I've made in the football world, you know.
Big Kenny.
Well, a bit short notice for football players. So I didn't have any luck there. So I thought all the bands that we've met.
Yeah.
Made some calls, transatlantic calls, talked a lot of big names. And
Dave around, you know.
Well, I did exhaust my Hollywood contacts as well. And I didn't really get anything from them, but I found a wonderful replacement. Like, I'm just glad that I've done the team proud, that they don't feel that I've let them down in any way, shape or form.
Who have you got?
DJ Sammy.
DJ Sammy.
DJ Sammy. DJ Sammy, as in, hi, it's DJ Sammy. Biffa. Yes, I'm going to be playing for Radio 1 team.
I tell you what, though, laugh as you may, it's not quite such a bad call as you think, because DJ Sammy used to be on the books at Real Mallorca.
Now, you said this to me. I didn't know that at all.
He's actually a very, very decent player.
But it's DJ Sammy, isn't it?
I know, but DJ Sammy is a good footballer.
It's DJ Sammy. I'd have been happier with Scott Mills, to be honest.
I think DJ Sammy could do a good job for the Soccer 6 team.
Yeah, but what if DJ Sammy ends up winning it for us?
Well, that'll be good, won't it?
Will it?
And then maybe he can bring his keyboard, you know, and play.
That's what I'm worried
while
about.
We lift the cup.
Yeah, that's my worry.
With pyrotechnics and stuff.
Is that the name of his band?
No.
Right.
It's like a visual effect.
Right, so, Spoonie, Chappers, JK, Dr. Mark, Philip Olivier, Harvey, and DJ Sammy. That's right. The Bizarre Showbiz football team will be rolling into West Ham on Sunday to play against the likes of Blazing Squad, Liberty X, Golden Looking Chain, Razor Light. JK and Joel will be there all day as well, doing it live on the air. So if you want to go, we're going to give away 4 tickets so you and 3 of your mates can go. If you're around on Sunday and you can get to London, if you get to West Ham's ground, Upton Park, on Sunday to see the big celebrity football tournament, answer this question. Do you want to do it?
I can if you want.
Who wrote this today?
This was a Jones and Dave co-production.
Right. I love the fact that it takes 2 of you to write the question.
No, we just like to confer. Because at 5:35, whenever we did it, you know, we're never normally at our most agile mentally. Right, question is as
you
follows.
You need to be in like an hour and a half before the show starts to make sure you get these quality questions written.
Exactly.
You're going to shut up, right.
Yeah.
According to a 24-hour clock, 1,800 hours is what p.m.?
Wow.
According to a 24-hour clock, 1,800 hours is what p.m.? Is it A, 4, B, 5, or C, 6?
Oh, 0870 100 100 if you want to go with three of your mates to Soccer 6 on Sunday. Call us now with the answer 08700 100 100. We'll see you on Sunday with DJ Sammy. California, California Soul by Riot Act. I'm sorry, if a name didn't suit the artist yeah. at all, Riot Act for that kind of nice melodic dance tune. Riot Act. It's hardly a riot, is it?
Good record, though. I like that.
It's all right, I've got to say. Do you like it, Rachel?
Oh, if I have to have a nibble.
Mm-hmm. and, Rachel, I'd be pleased to know.
Well, I could just have Dave's end.
There you go.
No, you know, you won't, love.
You've made it, Rachel, into the Team Drops jingle collection. You've got to be proud of that.
I'm privileged.
So now you're added with...
Oh, my God!
And it's the classic...
Oh, yes, please!
And also...
I'm not touching Ray Stubbs.
And Dominic's...
I don't get it.
There's now...
Oh, if I have to have a nibble.
And...
Well, I could just have Dave's end.
There you go.
After I said to you the other day, give me Bush in reference to a quiz question.
It's just open to men.
There you go.
Mm.
Hey, in fact, you're in the lead now. There's four clips from you in there now.
I've got a question for you.
Is it time to play another record, Chris?
No.
It's just open to men.
Yeah,
right. I don't get it.
That's brilliant. Right, congratulations to Clive Kimball. You will be going on Sunday, Clive, to West Ham, to Upton Park for the Soccer 6. I'll see you and all your buddies. Have a lovely time. On Friday, by the way, we're giving away VIP tickets.
Wow.
Oh, yes. I bet you can't wait for that. You probably could wait for it, to be honest. Let's be honest.
Wake up with Moyles.
Get home with Mel.
Today from 4, A Dirty Boy continues its media domination.
Famous Scott, whose nickname is Dirty Boy. Enjoy.
Can you say hello to me and my flatmate from the Halls of Residence? He's called Scott, and I found out on Friday night why his nickname is a Dirty Boy. He loves it.
Please, Helen, say hello to my mate Scott. Please, can you say, Dirty Boy?
Hello, Craig and Caffilly. Can you say a big A, Dirty Boy? Big A, Dirty Boy. To my friend Scott.
And yesterday, Chris, this bloke was on who thought the original girl who said this...
Hey, Dirty Boy.
...sounds like one of your team.
I think that Rachel on the Chris Moyles show sounds like a Dirty Boy.
It's not Rachel, is it?
Try and get Chris to do it tomorrow.
I'll try.
I reckon it's pretty similar.
Wake up with Moyles.
Get home with Mills.
Scott Mills from 4.
Radio 1.
I think that Rachel sounds like a Dirty Boy caller.
I hate that accent, don't you?
What accent? As you done.
I didn't just say that, though. That was recorded from
earlier. Rachel, do you want to say it?
I love that accent.
A Dirty Boy.
No, I see you're not even trying.
Hey, does it for me.
It's like the beginning of the Usual Suspects movie. Hand me the keys, you... You can't say the rest of
Go
it.
Go on, then. Play the clip, then.
Oh, it's not... Oh, hang
yeah,
on.
Yeah,
right, you ready?
Hey, Dirty Boy.
Sounds nothing like me.
Hey, Dirty Boy.
She doesn't have that ridiculous, blooming Kidderminster whine that you have.
Hey, Dirty Boy.
She sounds really posh. Carrie be better.
Carrie.
Hey, Dirty Boy.
Hey, Dirty Boy.
Dominic?
No.
Hey, no.
Hey, Dirty Boy.
Anyway, so there you go. I thought that's very clever that they're getting mentions on local radio stations. They like to be called Dirty Boy. Let's fire one back, right? I think we should get, look, if you're a DJ on the radio, on another radio station, send us a tape today, email it to us, of you saying hello to Scott Mills. That'd be great. Then we can put that in tomorrow's trail.
Mm.
Brilliant. And you get yourself national exposure on FM. From John O'Groats to Land's End.
Stereo.
In crystal clear stereo. Oh, Christine's going to miss that, isn't he? So do that, email it in. We'll even play his clip. Send it to him on CD so you remember what it's like to hear stereo stuff.
Hey, Dirty Boy.
Scott Mills is back from 4 o'clock this afternoon. Make sure you're listening. We'll play The Darkness in a second, the game in 50 Cent as well. A bit of Katie Tunstall. After we get news and sport with Dominic and Carrie, it's 8 o'clock.
And the weather rain in Scotland, but brighter in Northern Ireland.
Hey.
It'll be blustery in England and Wales, with a mixture of sunshine and showers.
Hey.
It's almost exactly, it is exactly 4 minutes past eight.
Dirty Boy.
I like Scott Mills' show. It's weird.
It's not weird.
It is weird. It's a bit weird, yeah. Well, look, you trying to tell me...
Hey, Dirty Boy.
It's weird. Mind you, I'm saying that we've got this.
Well, I could just have Dave's end.
Mm.
Oh, if I have to have a nibble.
Mm.
8:04.
Don't know what you're laughing at, Dominic. We've got loads of clips of you. Your impression of Richard Madeley.
Welcome back.
Yeah. Your classic...
Touching Ray Stubbs.
And your marriage story.
I don't get it. Yeah. It's not my marriage story, and I wasn't touching Ray Stubbs, either.
And you've got Carrie's...
Oh, yes, please. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. La, 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 we can't hear you.
And then we've got the Allard clips.
Gay Allard is not gay.
So we've got clips for everybody, really. So, soccer sex then, Rachel, are you going to do this team thing with Carrie? Are you going to... The girls
I
play
think
football?
It's a bit late,
right.
Isn't
it's
it?
Not too late. I think you're just trying to get out of it.
Not at all.
Fine.
I'm quite good in defence.
Yeah. We do need to sort the cheerleader thing out, though. The only thing is, I'm just worried there may be a distraction. Here's what I was thinking last night, OK? You've got five top heavy lovelies.
Mm. The radio on THL's on the touchline.
Yep, exactly. Get the ball, score the goal, we will show you our chest. Hey! Like that, right? Mm. Look at the lineup we've got. Chappers, Spoonie, JK, Philip Olivier, Harvey. Mm. They won't be concentrating on the game. Mm. They'll be looking at the ladies. Mm.
I know what you mean. It could be off-putting.
Yeah.
Maybe they're not allowed to be on the touchline during play. Maybe only, before, during and after.
Well, yeah, I think that could be right.
They could hide in the tunnel.
Yeah, they could, actually.
I was thinking.
Hmm.
And come out if you score a goal.
Yeah.
Right.
Come out of the tunnel.
With their pom-poms aloft.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
They do that at Palace.
Do they?
Yeah.
What, they come out of the tunnel if they score?
Yeah.
I bet they're in that tunnel for a long time, some Saturdays.
They do, they didn't, unfortunately, when they beat Liverpool 1-0 when I was there, which is very annoying. They do triangles, they go on each other's shoulders and then sort of leap off and stuff. It's brilliant. Yeah, it's great. You should get them to do that.
That sounds ridiculous.
At Bolton, they have two fat lads at either end of the touchline with these big flags, and when they score, they play Amarillo, and they each set off from either end from the corner flag and just leg it towards the
brilliant.
The
that's superb.
As Amarillo plays.
That's,
and because,
that's class.
Because they scored goals in quick succession, these two hadn't even got their breath back the other day for the match, and then they were sent off again. So fat lads won with the flags.
Perfect. So that's sorted then. What we want is some girls in the tunnel hiding, getting ready to do a pyramid,
yeah,
and a couple of fat fellas on the pitch. Hang on a second. Well, there's me, and who else is the... Who's the fattest out of the rest of the team? Probably Chappers, right?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Fatter than Spoonie.
If you're looking at them, yeah, that would mean Chappers is to Porker. So there you go, perfect.
Bang on, so to speak.
Oh, yeah. Or maybe you can see her at the touchline. I'll be looking after the pyramid girls in the tunnel.
Nice.
Another day is dawning. Another morning's here. Get out of bed and brush your teeth. You probably stink of beer. And take a shower, drink some tea, then get out of the flat. Cause Morse is here on Radio 1, so how do you like that?
Hey? Hey? Hey?
Hey, that's your boy. Yeah.
Right, it's 8:08 with the darkness. National Radio. It's the game and 50 Cent. Hate it or love it. But that's the name of the song, you see. It's quite nice. And a brilliant segue before that. Allard, if you don't mind me saying so, I like that.
Thank you.
Very clever.
Thank you.
Whoever says we're responsible for the dumbing down of the BBC, you can see their opinion up their arse. And straight into, boobs is what they want. Lovely. Nothing like stereotypes. It's 8:15. Are you ready? We haven't played this for a long time. Oh! So look, here is Allard. Look, he's even dancing to the bloody theme tune.
I'm so excited about this.
Right, Big Brother news from Allard.
Well, it's back.
We'll hit the tension music.
Fine. Okay. I like that.
Okay.
Big Brother's back next week. Then week Friday.
Right.
Very exciting. Brand new house. It's bigger on the outside, although they say it'll be the same size for the housemates.
Right.
Hmm. Wonder what that could be.
You just put your finger on your nose when you went.
Does that mean more housemates then?
Either means more room in the house, like two different parts of the house, for two sections, perhaps, or more housemates.
I love Allard when he hears these rumours.
I get so excited by that. I do, I know, I was excited. Which means we need to know, you know, what exactly is going on. And normally what happens every year is that I get an invite before the series starts to walk around the house with lots of other journalists and stuff. Because, you know...
Because you're important.
Because you can send me there. And so I do things like that. This year, they've offered us something different.
What do you want to do now?
Oh, well, was it a key word again?
It wasn't a key word. It's just give me a nod.
Nod.
Brilliant.
Say the word nod.
Nod.
Just give me a nod. Okay, this year we got something brilliant. Nod.
Chris.
Yes.
Dave.
Yes.
Dom. Rachel. And Carrie.
Yes.
We have been invited by Big Brother to be the first people in the new Big Brother house.
Yeah!
Wow.
What?
They've invited us in for a few hours to spend some time in the house as proper housemates with the task.
With the housemates?
No, just us. Before the housemates go in, just us. We get the diary room, we get to talk to Big Brother, we get a task, and we get to evict someone out of the house.
Oh, my God.
So, will they lock the door and everything?
They'll lock the
door. We'll be stuck in there.
They did say we could have it for a whole day, but I said I need my mobile, so it's just a couple of hours.
I couldn't do a day.
Could you not?
No, not with you lot.
Hey, listen, I can't do a train ride without let alone a whole day.
I think 2 hours is pushing it.
I think it'd be quite interesting to see how long it takes before we kill each other.
We'll see the house for the first time before anybody else.
Right, okay.
We'll be the first people in there. We get to see what they've got, whether there's a hot tub or whether there's going to be an outdoor shower or whether there's going to be glass
everywhere. Oh, yeah, because that's what I'm worried about this year. I hope there's an outdoor shower. So they want... So hang on. So we'll go in into the house.
Yeah.
They'll lock the door.
Yeah.
And for 2 hours, we're
whatever we want to do.
We're in Big Brother.
We're in Big Brother. Sick.
I might sleep for 2 hours.
This ain't going on the TV, though, is it?
No, it's not going on TV. But there will be people in the gallery. Have to warn you, Big Brother is there because they do this.
So hang on. So we'll be there going, ah, this is laughing it, and I'll be. This is Big Brother. Could Ahmed, please come to the diary room?
Yeah.
So will they film the whole thing then?
It'll be, you know, they'll film it.
So at some point then, after this whole event, we'll be able to sit down and actually see a tape
of us
as if we were Big Brother housemates.
And also, if you'll be able to see what happens because we're allowed to put pictures online.
Okay.
For Wednesday's show.
All right. So
you'll get a sneak preview of what the house looks like on the show.
My God.
How exciting! Are we all up for it?
Is that a good idea? Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
I think it'd be interesting.
Oh, I think it'd be a good laugh.
I feel
sick. I hope it's a bloody nice day. Sit out in the sun for 2 hours.
Oh, I'm going to sleep.
Hey, we'll take your trunks. They might have a hot tub.
Yeah, they said to bring the trunks.
It ain't happening.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I ain't getting in a hot tub with Alad and Dominic. I'm sorry. No, you're all right.
It'd be like Portugal revisited.
Yeah, I never got in a hot tub with you then, if you don't mind.
We didn't have a hot tub.
That's why I never got no. So 2 hours in the Big Brother house. That's quite cool, actually.
And we'll get a task, which we'll have to do as a team. A bit of team bonding.
What if I need a dump?
Will you be filmed?
They don't have cameras in the dumper,
do they? They do.
No.
They do.
No, not in the crapper.
In Big Brother, they do. They just don't show them.
No,
they don't.
No.
Yeah, because if you...
No.
They do.
I'm not getting out my, you know.
You're
my,
thinking of Fame Academy.
I'm not. Can I say?
I'm going to go before I go.
I'm not getting out my huge area.
Bottom.
You know, shut up.
Oh,
give me the bottom. I'm in the front part.
We could have a game of truth and dare.
I'm not getting the snake out. I'm in front of the cameras.
Shush.
Hey, listen. I don't want to brag, love, but you know, seriously, like Jake the Peg.
You sound like a wasp, I heard.
Shut your face. What?
Have a game of truth or dare.
Yeah, but I've got this weird thing. When I've got a weird way of wiping. I don't want people seeing that.
Which way do you wipe?
What?
Oh, please, it's only 20 past 8.
Sorry.
But listen, they don't film you going to the toilet.
Okay, all right, then.
They do, Dave. They just don't show it on TV.
You don't?
There is a camera there.
You'll have a shower, won't you?
Shall I?
What, she'll be like this in the shower? Oh, are you filming me? Are you? Are you filming my body?
Oh, stop.
My muscles?
Oh, I'm not like that.
Oh, that's right. Let me turn around. See that? Oh, yeah. It's purge, all right.
Turn around, bright eyes.
I'm not like that.
So when are we doing this? We have to do it next week, then.
Been invited down on Tuesday.
Wow.
After the show.
Cool.
Rachel, you look really scared.
This is Big Brother. Could Rachel come to the diary room?
Yes.
No! I'm eating some Jaffa cakes! Can I bring my own bongo in here?
I suggest that Rachel, my money's on you, has been the first person to cry
that.
In the diary room. I reckon within 2 hours of being there with us, you will have waterworks in the diary room.
We will have been up since like 5 a.m., so we will be
odds
tired.
Odds on, I'll lose it in just 2 hours. I bet you.
Let's stay in there for longer.
No, I reckon we should do the. I reckon we should do the day in there.
No, I think we should do the
honestly,
day.
Honestly, I think we should do
so
the
do
day.
I
could bore you all by going. Let's have a show meeting.
Hang on, stop. Look, here's the thing. Right, two things. Number one, it's great for Big Brother. They get to have a nice proper rehearsal. They get to do all the cameras, all the thing. It's a full dress rehearsal. Okay. With, let's be honest, some very unstable characters. Mm. What with my ego, right? Rachel's bizarreness, you being you, Dave's grumpiness, it's brilliant.
I could show them how to do a moisturiser properly.
Honestly, Alan, at the risk of having a sort of after-show meeting on the air...
Hang on a second, I need to answer a phone call. You
okay.
Can
go for it.
I think that we should actually spend longer in there.
Okay.
Because,
okay.
No, seriously, because I think if you do 2 hours, I mean, 2 hours is just right, like sitting on a train or something. I reckon if we were in there for five, 6 hours, 7 hours, something like that, we'd actually genuinely get really quite irritated with each other.
And you want that?
Well, I think as a psychological experiment, it could be quite interesting.
Chris is coming off the phone.
Right, okay. Yes, they do film you in the toilet, but they only use it if it's right. So that apparently my source says they wouldn't show me having a big dump.
No.
Because that's not what they're looking for.
But a full gallery full of people are watching you doing this.
It's not the dump I'm worried about. I'm thinking seriously.
Well,
if I go to the loo and there's a camera in there, you know it's going to end up in the paper. All the women are going to be crowded around the monitors backstage going, you know.
What the heck is that?
Look, yeah, they go like this.
But I mean, not.
Can I say it's like a.
It's like a baby. Mushroom.
It's like a baby button mushroom.
It's like a button mushroom. Not like a baby. No.
Seriously, I'm telling you.
So we're going to do longer then?
Salmon the snake.
Well, I
think we should do longer.
I'm not sure if that's an option, I don't know.
Well, speak to Big Brother.
I'll give him a call. Big Brother will get back to you.
What does Big Brother sound like, by the way?
At the moment, it sounds like a female called Gail.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Big Gail?
Big, no, she's not.
Right, okay. You did say
Polly Petite.
Very pert, petite and sexy.
So Tuesday, we're going to the Big Brother house.
I think I might be sick on Tuesday.
No, yeah, be sick
that
on
means
telly.
Will.
Oh. Rach, you've got to come in.
Do you know how
you will cry.
I'll lose it.
It'll be good entertainment. We'll record it and play it out or something.
Do you know what? If we do go in... Is this confirmed now? This is definitely
confirmed.
Right. Just say to them before we go in, listen, pick on Rachel as much as you want. Give her a hard time. She will lose it. And it's great practice for the Big Brother staff, you know, on how to deal with a Kidderminster girl who loses the plot. You know what? After doing this, they might go, bloody hell, put her in. Let's put her in.
I'm quite happy to spend most of my time in the diary room.
Crying.
In your bedroom, on the computer, working.
I'll probably be more working.
Emailing Uncle Ferg.
Get me off this show. What time's dance anthems?
So Tuesday then we're all housemates.
Brilliant.
For a couple of hours. A couple of hours or day?
Do the day.
You want to do a day?
Yeah.
Honestly.
What are we going to pack? We only get a small suitcase.
What do you mean? What are you going to pack? You were there for a couple of hours, you div.
You know you need change of. You know.
No, you don't.
Everyone does. You walk in with a big suitcase.
If you walk in there with an eviction outfit, right? I'll kill you. It's a joke. Alan comes in, he's got a load of pictures of all his friends and family putting around the bed.
Little teddy bears all around his dressing table.
I'm going to bloody miss them all. You're here for 2 hours? It's shorter than Star Wars.
I need to know what to wear, though.
What do you mean, what to wear? Hey, look, are you going to bring your trunks? Oh, God, you will as well. I bet he waxes. I bet he takes the clothes off in his trunks. He'll stink of Dove body silk.
Oh, Lord.
Just imagine Dominic in there. This is Big Brother. Can Dominic come to the diary room? Dominic? Dominic, you go to the diary room. What's that? What's the dairy room? What's that? I don't watch it. What is it? Dominic, I'm sitting there in a chair. He'll hear a voice. Hello? Where are you hiding? Hello? Hello, it's Big Brother. Where are you? I can't see you. I thought you were in here. What's going on? Dominic, if you just look straight forward at the camera. Why? What's happening? Who? Hello? Oh, here he comes.
I love Big Brother.
I'm just joshing with you.
There's no dairy there.
I think the audio will be very interesting from those 2 hours.
Well, there you go. Tuesday it is.
Do the day.
Find out, ring Gail now and find out if we do the day.
Okay.
But I don't want to go in there if there's any scumbag journalists. No offence, Howard.
No,
you're in the same group.
I'm with Rachel. I have that fear thing of being locked in.
Really?
That's the whole point, though, isn't it?
Let me ask you seriously now. Let me ask you honestly, Dominic. If you're going to spend the whole day in there, do you think that would freak you out?
Yeah.
Right.
Doing the whole day then.
Get them wrong, Alan.
This would be great telly, honestly. They'll put this on cable.
10 minutes later, Dominic and Rachel are crying their eyes out, screaming, let me out. Brilliant. Oh, hang on. Do you know what we should do? If Will's not coming in, we should get Will to stand outside and shout things over the fence.
Yay.
Dominic, apparently he's got no hair. Brilliant. Will Rachel really hates a bongo.
Oh.
Right, Tuesday it is, then 8:26 already. Chumstill, other side of the world, you should hear the off-air conversation now going on about being locked in a Big Brother house. Dave now wants to sleep there, right? Rachel doesn't want to go in at all. Dave actually wants to spend the night.
I've got a genius plan, I'll tell you about it later.
Okay. If you just switched the radio on, we've been invited to go into the Big Brother house as housemates, as like mock housemates for a couple of hours next week. And Dave wants to do a day and a night. So what, we get up at 5 o'clock, we wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, Big Brother house, quick shower and change.
And then go straight to the show.
And then leave and go, come and do the show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. To get the full experience, you see.
They wouldn't go for that.
Do you not think?
No. Hey, if they're all Wogan fans, they might just put us in there, lock the door, so we can't get out and do the show. Actually, there's a few DJs I wouldn't mind putting in there. That's another story. Right, Josh Stone in a second. Let's get some news from Dominic. It's just gone 8:30.
And the weather breezy with showers for England and Wales, heavier rain in the west, wet too for most of Scotland, but brighter for Northern Ireland. Beep, beep, one more travel, Dominic. It's motorway 54 in Staffordshire this morning. If you're heading eastbound, there are narrow lanes between Junction 1 at Cannock and Junction 10A at Essington. They're doing some emergency repair work, but when it's done, it'll look great.
Hey, that's your boy. Beep, beep, one more travel,
Dominic Byrne. It's 8:35.
A barrage of text messages flood in. Paul's saying the same thing, virtually word for word. Why not do the show live from the Big Brother house? Now, I reckon Big Brother will go, oh, we haven't got time. We don't want a national radio show with over 7 million people listening coming live from the house. We've got time. Interesting thought, though. Isn't it, Alan? Could just do the show and leave Alan there. Yeah. I like that idea. Sounds like a good idea to me.
It'd be great.
We'll just leave Alan in there, lock him in.
Do it from the dairy.
The dairy room. Anyway, we'll find out what they say. We'll tell you tomorrow. Also tomorrow, by the way, if you're an Oasis fan, you've got to be listening. We've got some information. There's some Oasis news to tell you about tomorrow on Radio 1. Are you up for this, Carrie?
Absolutely.
Do you like Big Brother?
Yeah.
Are you up for going in there? Would you go for 2 hours of the day?
Day.
Dominic?
2 hours would be my, you know, preferred.
Such a wuss, Dom.
Okay, not a wuss at all.
You're such a big wuss.
Penned in with you lot.
Hang on a second, hang on. Right. Dominic says 2 hours. Carrie says day. Dave?
I think you've certainly got to do longer than 2 hours because by the time you've gone in there and done a chore and done a task, it'll be time to go again.
Okay, so
I think you've got to do, you know, a day or a night. Or
Rachel?
2 hours.
2 hours for Rachel. Alan?
Well, I'd love to do a day.
Right.
Spoken to Big Brother.
Oh. Love you, Alan! I love that. You know, when Davina goes to do a serious thing, someone shouted, I'm Davina! Go away, common man. And Davina will call. Don't come near me.
First of all, like that, but, I've been told off by Big Brother.
What for?
I gave a fact that was incorrect, apparently.
What?
They do not. They say the house is not bigger than it was last year.
Okay.
And secondly, they need to make modifications to the house after we've left.
Right.
So we can't be there all day.
What, on Tuesday? Shelley's dance or Friday?
I know, but with rehearsals.
How do these modifications. What rehearsals? What long do these modifications take? 3 days? What's wrong? The roof's fallen off?
So that was Big Brother. Big Brother have spoken and they told me, you know, I could leave. So that's their answer, that they need the house back after we finished with it.
Well, we're not going to take it with us, are we? Sneaking out, security. Excuse me, sir. I'll check your coat there. You seem to be wearing a coat the shape of a house. No. Oh, no, I'm just fat.
You've taken the hot tub with you. Give us it back.
Either that or Rachel has told him to say that because she doesn't want to spend the whole day with us.
If everyone's doing a day, I'll do a day quite happily, but my preferred would be 2 hours, I would have thought.
You can't do a day because they need to do modifications to the house after we leave. What do they think we're going to do? Trash the bloody place? I'm quite frankly, I'm insulted. Oh, Chris Wells has been in here. We need to get the air fresheners. Give it a good clean. What do you think I'm going to do? Go around weeing everywhere, rubbing chocolate onto the floor?
We will make a mess, though, probably.
I will. Why will we make a mess?
I think we're quite messy people, aren't we?
You might be, darling.
It's the studio when we leave.
Exactly.
Not messy. We'll go in there, we'll walk around for half an hour, go, isn't this exciting? We'll go sit in the garden.
They've warned me that the task isn't pretty as well. They were laughing quite evilly when I talked about...
What, evilly?
Evilly.
They were laughing quite evilly. Evilly.
What's an evilly laugh?
Evilly is a Welsh word that's been translated to English.
Let's say your evilly laugh.
No, I can't do them because I'm too nice. Dom, you do it. That's not evil.
That's like a duck having sex.
That's an Irish laugh.
Evilly.
Yeah.
Evilly.
So it's not a nice task.
Right. Well, I'm not doing the task.
You have to.
No, I don't.
You're part of the housemaid.
They're accusing me of trashing the place before I've even got in there.
They've never said that.
Seriously. Listen, I ain't no dumb housemate. They can stick their task up their ass.
One of those.
Oi, big
you?
Brother. Kiss that. Kiss my big white ass. Go on.
As they cut to chicken noises and planes.
I think we should take our own chicken noises and bird noise in with us.
Take our own chickens in with us.
Yeah.
Yes. I would play it, but we've lost the sound effects. All on SFX when it went.
Are we allowed to take chickens?
Make space on these. Yes, I'm sorry, it's a bit corporate.
No, I thought you said you didn't delete it. You said we lost a page. You're now telling me that you deleted all of SFX.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, all the,
Well, no, then.
Oh, no.
Right. Okay. Sorry about this.
Here's what Freddie Lundberg thinks about it.
Do you know what that Freddie Lundberg is?
Hey, dirty boy.
What are you looking for, Alan?
Nothing.
I thought you were coming around to find it.
Well, I was, but I haven't got time. It'll take too long.
Right. No, but we have the sound... Fine, anyway. We have the sound effects of the, Of the tweeting.
Yeah, that's really cool.
But what you do is put it on a tape, on a dictaphone, stick it in your pocket, and anytime you want to swear, just play that instead.
I think that's brilliant.
You're not finding it then?
Yeah. Are we all going to walk into the house individually? Is that the idea? We're going to do that ramp and wave at nobody and then walk in? I think we should, don't you?
Hey, someone's texting with a good idea, Alan. Why don't we go in on Monday instead of Tuesday? That gives them an extra day to make their modifications.
Good idea.
After I've messed up their, you know, seating arrangement. No, I'm quite insulted by that. That's it.
What's your relationship like with Big Brother now?
I'm going to leave a present in the shower. Do you know what? I'm going to be the last to use the toilet.
What, like the boy's own present?
I'm going to be the last to use the toilet and I'm not going to flush. Yeah, that'll tell him.
Give him the boy's own treatment.
That's disgusting.
Can I just say, Alan is trying to find now the noises.
There's an evilly laugh. Okay. Dave!
So far, he's found chicken.
What is it?
I know. I think it's under E4.
I've got some sound effects here that might do it, Chris. Ready?
There you go. Yep.
That is an airport, but you can sort of imagine some chicken noise.
No. No. This is it. This is it. That's it there. So there you go. So anytime...
I said to him, if he's going to do that... unbelievable.
Timing is everything.
That'd work.
Isn't it? That was hilarious. Anyway, so I said to her... Oh, hang on. I said to her, any chance of a... Me all over the carpet.
I thought you were going to come back and say the actual word. That would have been
no. I said... you want to do it?
Yeah.
I said... I looked at this woman, right? She, you know, she's looking quite fine. I said, any chance of... touching your knockers? But she said no, so... What can I say? Right, lovely, good. It's 8:42 already. It's just after 8:42
on the Chris Moyle Show. Dom and Carrie do the news. That's everything you need to know. Chris and Dave are funny. We do the show for you. And now we'll play some music, cause Chris Moyles needs the loo.
Somebody's just texted in saying, why don't you actually talk to each other in chicken noises? That'll really confuse Big Brother. And then when we do chicken swearing, they can play a tape of Chubby Brown or something. Chris Moyles. Am I being too surreal? Very, very exciting. Very exciting. Big Brother going into the house to be housemate news.
Who? What?
What?
Who? What?
Right. Just spoke to Davina McCall. She said, I'd love to do that. I've never done that before. Can I come in with you? And I went, well, to be honest, I'll have to check. But she said, I'd love that. That'd be great. I've got nothing to do on Tuesday. And I'd love to go in with you.
All of us and Davina.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, I'm thinking, if Rachel doesn't want to go in, or Dominic, then you should stay. I'll just go in there with Davina on my own.
I'll come in.
Oh, now you want to spend longer in there, don't you?
I'm in for the day.
Why doesn't Davina do an eviction? Because she's free.
Because she doesn't do those evictions on a Friday for fun. She does them for the money!
I've got tenner.
There you go. We'll have a whip round.
Mm.
Hang on, I've got change from breakfast.
I've got a box of biros.
We'll give us £17.20 to do an eviction.
Hang on a second.
I've got a box of biros.
Davina's going, there's no way that I'm going to... A box of biros, you say?
Ah, now you're talking.
And I'll throw in the remote control from Y4.
No, you won't.
This studio.
No, you won't. Give her your umbongo bag with the umbongo frisbee.
No, she can have a frisbee.
Hey, we take the frisbee in the house. That's
She's
what
not having
do.
The bag.
Yeah, but you're going to have to put masking tape over it because it's branding.
That's right, I've got an unbranded one at home, and it glows in the dark.
Oh, hang on a second. I need to take...
Is that Davina again?
So unprofessional.
Hello? okay, all right then.
Will she have the biros?
Has the biros done it for you? Oh, she's gone. She didn't say. She said, I think she said her words were, get me on 24. Oh,
God. Series is finished now.
Monday.
Have you heard this?
Tuesday.
Right? Allard went to America with a winner to go to the set of 24, and they gave him a silly outfit and made his hair look all CTU-like, and he's in. He's an extra in a couple of the scenes. We believe the episode airs when? Monday night?
Monday night in America.
Monday night in America.
I'm a Hollywood actor now.
Not yet.
You're not a Hollywood actor.
I will be Tuesday morning at 4 a.m. UK time.
Just turn around so I look at the back of you, okay? I just want to cover up most of your head with my hands so I can just see the back of your left ear. Right, I just want to memorise that just in case you're on telly. What we've got is, this is how advanced this is, because we're not sure if Alan's made the final edit or not, and if he's going to be in shot. Rachel's got a cousin who's going to watch it in America.
I haven't asked her yet, but I'm sure she'll do it.
Oh, does she still listen to the show again?
Yes.
Okay. Hello, Rachel's cousin.
Katie.
Hi, Katie. So we'd like you to watch 24 and tape it and then go through it with a fine-tooth comb. We're going to send you loads of pictures of Alan's head from different angles and see if you spot him.
We should ask our American audience to do the same, maybe.
Wow, that's a great idea.
Spot American the head. Audience.
Pardon?
Spot the head.
Maybe not call it that, no.
I could send them all pictures of my head and my arm and my shoulder and my bum and knee and
Why stuff. The hell is your ass going to be on shot in 24? What kind of episode is this?
I might be getting a file off the desk or something.
What kind of bad man are they chasing in that week's episode?
I think that's Alad's ass. Yes, it is. Look, it's Alad's ass. Brilliant.
They won't be looking out for that, will they? I can't say that, can I?
No, you
know where I'm going with that.
Yeah, not really. Not at 8:53 in the morning.
Huh? Who are they chasing? Dick Turpin?
So did Davina say yes, by the way? I'm sorry to go back.
She said get her on 24.
All right, okay.
Just lie and say yay. You'll ring up your mate Kiefer.
Series 5, it'll be fine.
Kiefer Door.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Kiefer Sutherland.
And Davina can be in 24. There you go.
Wow.
You just said it there.
Hi, my name is Kiefer Sutherland.
I'd like the box of biros.
Blue and black.
No, they're just blue.
He's a big fan of the show.
Hi, my name is Kiefer Sutherland, and whenever I'm in the UK, I make a point of listening to BBC One and Chris Moyles in the morning.
Yeah, that's great. That's the name of the show, all right? Chris Moyles in the morning, BBC One.
What happened to my message?
Oh, yeah, what was his message? Oh, yeah, stay away from me, Rachel, stop calling.
That I look beautiful.
No, I don't want biros.
Does that court injunction not mean anything to you?
Hi, my name is Kiefer Sutherland.
Where are my biros?
Apparently, the word on the street is that you can download the episode of 24 on Tuesday morning.
You'll find that illegal.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Well, best if you watch it.
Don't do it, kids.
If you're listening to the show in America, just send us an email, chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk, chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk, and just tell us, I'm a 24 fan, I'll be watching Monday night, I'll email you after the show to see, tell you if I can see the back of Alan's head.
So don't download it.
We think your face might be...
It might be my face.
The face might be on screen.
I actually stood behind one of the main characters and, you know, rehearsed my position and smiled into the camera and everything.
He rehearsed his position.
I'm picking up the phone, yep, by the way, talking about very important terrorist news.
I'm picking up the phone and I'm calling the boss and getting you fired.
In an all-new 24 on Monday night, Allard and Davina McCall fight the criminals of LA's underground.
Davina! Davina! Terrorist for you on line one! Thank you, Allard. Hello! Text message coming in. I'm listening to your show now live from Texas. And I would love to see you in the Big Brother house. I will gladly look out for Allard in 24 on Monday night from Phil. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you, Texas Phil.
So that's one person looking out for Allard in 24 on Monday night in America. Brilliant. Right, Chitties, thank you. Ready?
Yep.
How do you get to today's from yesterday is a Tribe Called Question. Can I kick it?
The first voice you hear on the start of a Can I... And again. The first voice you hear on the start of Can I Kick It is that of Mr. Pete Tong. Pete Tong is the only man who can officially start the weekend. The weekend in this country consists of the day Saturday and Sunday, thus proving my theory that the first day of the week is Monday. Fact. If you add Manic to the front of Monday, you get Manic Monday, which was a big hit for the Bangles and preceded their follow-up hit Walk Like an Egyptian. The most famous Egyptian after Tutankhamun and Cleopatra is probably Mohammed Al-Fayed, who owns Fulham. Fulham play their home matches at the newly redeveloped Craven Cottage. Cottage is a word associated with cheese. Cheese is a product which should be avoided or treated with great care by those suffering from a dairy allergy. Other well-known allergies include nut and pollen, with the latter being responsible for the condition we know as hay fever. Hay fever can make your eyes water, as can onions. Onions are grown in the ground and can be red or white, a bit like wine. Wine is made from grapes, which, like all fresh fruit and vegetables, are good for a healthy diet and for the prevention of nasty things like scurvy and tuberculosis. Tuberculosis is referred to in medical circles by the abbreviation TB, which is also the initials of Tim Burgess from The Charlatans, which links to The Charlatans and North Country Boy.
Good Lord.
Oh.
Right?
Oh.
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 North Country Boy. Here we go.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. Hey, we're having a bit of a sing-along to that, weren't we?
We were, weren't we, just?
Era Drums A-Go-Go. Charlatans and North Country Boy. But Dave, was it a seamless link?
Yeah.
What's that?
I don't know more. There's a couple of quibbles.
Right.
Some people are saying that it's not Pete Tong on the start, although I believe it is, so I'm going to give myself that one.
Well, what do they say is?
They don't say who it is, actually, but they say that he only appears on the remix.
As in the single?
I don't think it's right. But anyway, I'm going to give myself that one.
But appeared on the version we played.
Exactly. Other people are saying that Cleopatra is possibly not Egyptian, as in fact Greek.
Right. I don't know.
I don't know. Tutankhamun was Egyptian, though, I think, as is Mohammed Al-Fayed. Oh, and other people questioning whether fresh fruit and vegetables do prevent tuberculosis. But, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, normally a good, healthy, balanced diet is good for warding off all bad things.
There you go.
So I give myself pretty
beautiful.
Much. Thank you.
I tell you what, I was going through the... we haven't played Glenn Stefani today.
No, we haven't.
So we must play that later. And while looking around kind of jingles and stuff to play, I found Travis and You and Me doing Faith by George Michael. And I just had a little listen to it during The Charlatans. You know, we really are talented.
Mm.
We freestyled a version of Faith. No lyrics. Just them on guitar, Fran and Dougie singing, and you and I joining in on BVs. That's backing vocals. Do you want to hear how good it sounded?
Kind of.
Right. I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like yours. Oh, but I gotta think twice before Dave's not singing. I spell, no, all the games you play, because I play them too. Oh, but I
need some time off from back in motion.
I love my PVs. And then you join in when you're confident. He'll hear you. Ready? He's getting confident. Dave?
Showing you the door.
I think we compliment each other.
I gotta have faith. There's a gotta have faith to faith to faith. I gotta have faith to faith to hear.
Brilliant.
Compliment each other. I think you were great, mate. I think you were great, too,
no,
mate.
No, mate. I thought you were great.
No, I thought you were great, mate. Great, anyway. Mate.
It's half time of the show. It's a bit where Dave will now say,
let's get ready to rumble.
Right, let's bring in everybody's favourite UK gold announcer. It's Mark, I never killed John Lennon, I'm not Mark David Chapman. David Chapman!
Morning, Gaffer.
You've killed the Beatles, man.
I also don't do UK gold anymore. So.
Do you not?
No. It's not big enough for you, is it?
So we've stopped doing that. So can we stop giving them any publicity?
Let's talk about
Bravo.
Did they drop you?
It was after 3 years. It was time to do something new.
Said them.
Right.
I know that feeling.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
how are we doing? All right.
Good. Yeah.
Jaffa, all right.
Yeah, I'm all right. Good. Yeah.
You know what Jaffa stands for, don't you?
Yes.
Good. Okay.
Are you all right?
Do you know, will you write it down for me? Because I've never been entirely sure what that is in reference to.
Just another flaming assistant, basically. Because you're my assistant.
Can I read that out?
No.
Why?
Well, because then.
You've lost me. Oh, okay. See? Yeah, I'm with you.
Right.
Was it rude?
I thought you meant, like, grapes.
No, that's what I've always understood.
Hang
Jaffa
on,
to
show me what he's written down.
He's put that. Okay, with reference to Jaffa, right? Yeah. And you said, do you know what it means? And I said, well, would you enlighten me?
But I'm the gaffer.
Off the air.
And you're my assistant. Now, Jaffa is just another flaming assistant.
Oh, right.
His
word, that's the other thing I thought.
By way of explanation, was that, which I thought referred to grapes. Right. And then underneath, he's put.
It also means this. When Chappers calls you gaffer, calls me gaffer, that means boss. And when he calls you Jaffa, it means that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right.
I wouldn't read that one.
Anyway, right, so, did you hear the news about Colin's replacement?
Yes, I did hear
DJ
the news.
DJ Sammy.
Yes.
So.
No, but yes, I tell you what, you laugh.
He played for Real Mallorca. Yeah.
He had trials with Real Mallorca and he was 15, Colin was telling me.
Trials? Or he played for them?
No, he had trials. In the same way that everybody has had a trial at some point when they were 10 with some club. But he apparently...
I had a trial for Leeds. They offered me a contract. It was a brilliant weekend last weekend, I tell you.
So he had trials at 15 with Real Mallorca, but he is big friends with Ivan Campo, apparently.
Who, DJ Sammy?
Yeah. So I think we put him in a big Ivan Campo wig.
She works here. What's the 99 Yard show? Ivan Campo?
That's another story.
Oh, that's Jessica Greaves, isn't it? Sorry, Jess, only joking. Anyway, so...
So we've got him.
DJ Sammy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I now can announce another member of the Radio 1 squad.
Really?
Yeah.
A proper one?
A proper one.
Okay. Hold that thought.
Mark Bosnich.
Oh, hey!
We needed a decent keeper, didn't we?
Whoa, hang on. Spoonie's in the team as well.
Yes.
Why don't they just go around slapping each other and scratching each other's eyes out?
Well, Spoonie took it quite seriously, didn't he, last year, and got quite annoying for a lot of us at various points. So I'm thinking Bosnich is there. If he gets annoyed,
brilliant.
Bang,
thump him.
Thump him.
I like that.
So this is good, though, because as far as I don't like violence. As far as I know... Right?
I do, it's great.
Gaffer, yeah, we're allowed...
Pro, if Spoonie annoys
we're allowed
violence,
one
ex, is fine.
One ex-pro, aren't we?
Yes.
So yeah. Our ex-pro is in goal, which I think is probably the best place to have
very,
him, isn't
very
it?
Good.
Am I right in saying Mark Bosnich was a decent player in his day?
He was a very, very good keeper in his day, yeah. And he wants to get back into the game. So this is his showcase.
What was the biggest club he played for?
Man United.
Manchester United.
Who?
Manchester United.
Villa.
Ah, Chelsea. Villa, Aston Villa, right.
Villa, okay. Chelsea, yeah. He's taking it seriously. He wants to get back into professional football. So maybe a lot of scouts will come, and if he sees him warming up with DJ Sammy, they might be impressed.
Hang on a second. He wants to get back into professional football, so he's going to be in a team with you and DJ Sammy.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Leeds United, here we come, Mark.
So that's good. So we're very pleased with that.
All right, so the lineup is yourself, Captain. Captain Chappers.
Thank you, Gaffer.
Spoonie. JK. Dr. Yeah, Mark. Yeah. Harvey.
Yeah.
Philip Olivier.
Yeah, DJ Sammy.
Hang on, you paused it, Philip.
No. Right, Philip's definite. Yeah, Philip's definite. DJ Sammy and Mark Bosnich.
Brilliant.
That's a good lineup.
I like that. Brilliant.
With hopefully a couple more to come.
Really?
Mm.
Longman is still available, by the way.
Is he good?
I believe so, yeah.
He's a big lad.
He's a big lad. Stick him up front, yeah.
He's a striker.
Just don't let him go out the night before.
He'd give the defence something to think about, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And he'd bring his butties at half-time.
Well, I'm more persuaded now.
If he brings
food with him, that's cool.
Okay.
Nobody's allowed out the night before.
He could actually bring a mobile buttylicious stand with him. Oh, that's not encouraging.
Hello. What's going on there?
Is he abroad?
No, he's a fella. And,
he's broad of shoulders.
Right.
That's true, isn't it, Jack?
It is, yeah.
Nobody can go out the night before.
What about me?
We can go out and get leathered if we want. We're not playing, are we?
Well, this is it. That's what you got
to
do.
Do you not have to set an example to us?
Yeah, I'll be sitting downstairs in the hotel bar drinking red wine, eating steak while you're upstairs with your hot chocolate.
Hello?
Longman, it's Christopher Moyles. You're live on Radio 1. Please don't swear.
How you doing, pal? You all right?
I'm good. Are you listening?
Yeah, well, sort of.
Captain Chappers.
Sorry, I didn't want to sound.
That's all right. Captain Chappers wants to know how good you are at football.
Quality.
There you go.
I had trials for Leeds, but I did my knee. You know, I'd have made it big.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody's had trials.
Well, this is it. So, could you describe your style of play, please?
Direct.
Right.
and I'm a bit worried about Chappers being captain. About his disciplinary record. I don't mind people getting sent off for being stuck in, but when he's just petulant.
I don't think we need him.
But what about Mark Bosnich? Could you play well with him?
Yeah, you've just won tournament getting Bosnich in net, by the way.
There you go.
Excellent.
Well, you know, I'll discuss it with Captain Chappers.
Right.
But is there anything
bearing in mind that your half-time sandwiches will be a mixture of complex carbohydrates, high proteins and quick-burning fats.
Now he's in again. Yeah.
I like it.
That's fine, yeah.
I like it. I like that, Dave.
Longman, what are today's specials, pal?
Coronation chicken.
Mm.
Wow.
Love it.
Isn't that a special every day?
So I'm burning my spam. I'm going to have to go.
Okay, bye-bye.
See you later.
Bye, there you go. I've never heard that phrase on the Buffer Show before. I'm burning my spam, I have to go.
Is that a euphemism?
No, I think he really is his spam. This wrong man.
Okay, so is there anything else we need to sort out?
We just need to say if you want tickets, then go online, all the details there. Upton Park, Sunday, midday kickoff, £15 all for charity.
It's a good day out.
It is a good day out.
It's a good day out. I think we're going to knock the cheerleaders on the head. Not literally, that'd be painful, but silly. Hello, love, bonk, you alright?
Bonk.
Not bonk.
Bonk.
Yeah. Hello, love, bonk. I picked my three favourite off the website, but...
Bonk.
Because we think it might put the lads off.
Okay.
And especially as we've got JK, you know, put it this way, it's the scoring I'm worried about.
Yeah. He's not allowed any of the night
before. The Cowls may suffer. So, Sunday, please go to the website, Radio 1's website, and have a click on Soccer 6, get your ticket and come and join us. It'll be a good day out.
Very good.
Lovely. Have you heard the new song from Glenn Stefani yet?
Jack? No, I haven't heard this yet.
Boy, oh boy, is that a tune and a half?
Okay.
And I'll play it for you now if you want.
Please.
Where is it? Show features. No. Where is it? Rage? It's disappeared again. Oh, there it is. Right, I've got it. You ready?
Yeah.
Do you want me to explain to you what it's about, or should I just play it?
No, just play it.
Okay, all right then. Aha, this much. All the girls gotta move some boxes. Few times I've been round your flat and you end up making me move your crap. Cause I ain't not heaving that girl. I ain't not heaving that girl. A few times I've been round your flat and you end up making me move your crap. Cause I ain't not heaving that girl. I ain't not heaving that girl. Smash.
moving flat, and you hope that I would help you move it. People see you packing your stuff, getting everything boxed up, but I'm not gonna help, gonna move your stuff, gonna get a big book, gonna call a truck. That's right, just get off your ass and get everything boxed up. Few times I've been round your flat and you end up making me move your crap, cause I ain't not heaving that girl, I ain't not heaving that girl. Few times I've been round your flat and you end up making me move your crap, but I ain't not heaving that girl, I ain't not heaving that girl.
Brilliant, isn't it? Chappers, what do you reckon?
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Is there a double negative in there?
Yeah, there is a double negative.
Rachel. The lines are open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car. No, your catchphrase is be in a car park.
You need to be in a car, in a car park.
No, your catchphrase isn't be in a car park.
Is it? You need
yes.
To be, Aled, you need to be in a car.
I never listen.
In a car park and know your catchphrases.
Yes.
Not in a car, know your catchphrases and be in a car park.
What did I just say?
That the wrong one.
Anyway.
Rachel!
The lines are open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases,
no,
and be
again.
In a car park.
You've
I've
done
changed
it, again.
It. I've changed it.
It's the wrong way
is
around.
Is it car park and then catchphrases?
It's car park, catchphrases. As in
no, it's not. No, it's not. It's not because it really annoys people and they always text in going, why doesn't Rachel change it round the right way? Mm-hmm.
No, they don't. You
right.
Just completely made that up.
No, we'll...
I've never read one of those texts ever.
I have. Anyway, the lines are open. 08700 100 100. Call in now. Thank you.
What's the number again, Rachel?
08700 100 100.
Do you want a bit more of Glenn Stefani?
Do you want
just
me
say
to
say yes?
Yes.
Brilliant. All right, coming right up. The best bit coming up, I think. It's MASH. It's MASH. It's MASH. It's MASH. Let me hear you say this. It's potatoes. P-O-T-O-T-E-S. This is potatoes. P-A-T-O-T-E-S.
Oh, no.
This is potatoes. P-A-T-A-T-O-S. This is potatoes. P-A-T-A-T-A-T. Few times I've been round your flat and you end up making me move your crap, cause I ain't not heaving that girl, I ain't not heaving that girl. Few times I've been round your flat and you end up making me move your crap, I ain't not heaving that girl, I ain't not heaving that girl. Oh, he's gone.
Who?
Where's?
Oh, Flatliner.
Yeah. Switch it off. Thank you. Good, Charlotte. I like it now.
Mm.
The Chronicles of Life and Death. It's out in 2.5 weeks on the 6th of June. 2 days before our kid's birthday, by the way. Send your cards and cash. Care of me. And honestly, I'll pass it on. And they're touring the US throughout the summer. And they'll be in the UK to play the V Festival in August. Good Charlotte.
Mega.
I like Good Charlotte. I'm quite fond of them,
it's a
actually.
Nice little tune.
Thanks very much.
Man.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Catch Rachel. Good girl. Right, so.
Good hands.
Who's on Joe Wiley's show today? Or do we not bother reading it out? James King's meant to be in talking about movies, but it's a bit, 4 minutes' time I'll probably ring up and cancel.
Well, he's been in Cannes.
He's very dependable, is James
King. But he'll be on the show.
Ring a mate of mine on Monday to find out if he fancied a jar, and he's in Cannes. And I'm like, cheers, thanks.
Who was that? Oh, I know who that was. Because he was talking about misses on Saturday.
Colin Edith today. Anthony Daniels is talking with Edith. He's C-3PO.
From Star Wars.
Isn't Star Wars out? Is it out today or tomorrow?
It'll be tomorrow. It'll be Friday. No, today?
Today.
Mm. Hang on.
On a Thursday?
Today. Don't they do that advanced screening thing?
Maybe that's what it is.
Generally, they're out Friday, though,
yeah,
aren't they? Hey, who cares? I've seen it. Scott Mills is on at 4. Zane Lowe's on at 7. And then the nation split into 4 at 7:30, Northern Ireland, Wales, Scotland, and England. The Rivals in Northern Ireland, it's this session from there. Magic Numbers tonight with Ewan Bethan, and a live track from the Kaiser Chiefs in Wales, and Malcolm Middleton live in session for Scotland.
Hey, plus also Andy Max getting into the whole Star Wars thing with DJ Yoda on the mini-mix tonight.
Have you ever heard DJ Yoda?
No.
DJ Yoda's brilliant. I've got a DJ Yoda album.
Have you?
Yeah. DJ Yoda's brilliant. We've played stuff off DJ Yoda before.
Wasn't aware of that.
Yeah. So when's that tonight? 9 o'clock.
Annie Mac from 9.
Do you know what? I think I'll listen to that. And if good I miss show. The show, if I miss the show, Rachel,
you can listen again.
That's right.
It's a very good show.
Annie Mac's great.
And by the way, easy on the eye.
Mm. She's a very handsome woman.
She's a foxy juxy. Do you know what Annie Mac is? Annie Mac's the fox that rocks. That's right. Thank God I said that right. Tonight, 9 o'clock. Oh, sorry. Shut up. 9 o'clock tonight, DJ Yoda and Annie Mac. Right, television tonight then. What time do you want to start? Give me time to start watching.
9.
9?
No, you don't start at 9. You start at 6.
Okay. All right, 6. Okay, here are your options. Simpsons and Channel 4.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it, really, isn't it? 6:30 then. Stay with Channel 4, Hollyoaks. Flip to 7 o'clock, ITV, Emmerdale.
You don't watch that, do you?
Well, it's that'll get our Junior Mastermind or the Culture Show.
Yeah, Emmerdale. Well, I watched Junior Mastermind the other day. Well, you're I didn't get any of the questions.
Culture Show is very good.
Yeah, Culture Show is quite good sometimes.
Right.
7:30. Mm-hmm.
7:30 EastEnders, BBC One. Up to 8 o'clock, new Wife Swap, but it's the American version. Okay?
Hmm.
So, it's either that or the Bill.
Wife swap.
Yeah. Stay with Channel 4, 9 o'clock, Abby Titmus, a modern-day morality
tale. Now, that's
tale.
The way forward.
Now, see, there you go. If you're having a show, and it's an hour long, it's an hour of Abby.
Hmm.
Who wouldn't fancy an hour of Titmus?
Me.
Okay, well, switch on at 10 past, watch 50 minutes. And then, but you got while you're watching Abby Titmus, you've got to tape Dead Ringers on BBC Two, because it's John Cole's show, and it's a very funny show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Takes you to 10 o'clock. Celebrity Love Island, 10:30.
I go to bed then, yeah.
Brilliant.
Oh, by the way, if you're not into an hour of Titmus, Carrie, for those of your persuasion, there's a Jose Mourinho documentary on this weekend on Sky.
Lovely. I'll be watching that then.
Do you fancy an hour of Mourinho?
Absolutely.
You have your hour of Mourinho, I'll have my hour of Titmus. Everybody's happy. Apparently, Annie Mac's on the Culture Show.
Is she?
Yeah.
Who texted you that?
You're nosy, you, aren't you?
Who was it?
It might have been Annie, who may be having a torrid affair.
You haven't got her number.
No, I don't know.
Like she'd give it to you.
Well, that's what I'm hoping. So there you go. Well, then that's instead of Emmerdale. It doesn't make any difference, does it? There's an hour of Titmus. In fact, Celebrity Love Island, there's an hour and a half of Titmus on the telly tonight. And plus, if you borrow that video off Neil, you're going to have even longer. But anyway, let's not go down there. Right, coming up next. Bit of Moose Tea, bit of the Killers, Dave.
Wicked.
Car Park Catchphrase coming up. Let's catch some news and sport a little bit late with Dominic and Carrie. It's 9:33.
An official study has found that washable nappies are no better for the environment than disposable ones. The Environment Agency says washing and drying uses large amounts of electricity. Elizabeth Hartigan from the Women's Environmental Network doesn't believe it, though.
If you use an up-to-date washing machine, if you wash your nappies at 60 degrees, and if you buy, say, 24 nappies to use on your baby, you can make a 24% improvement on global warming impact by doing that.
Can I just say that again?
What, which bit? The whole thing?
Yeah.
If you use an up-to-date washing machine, if you wash your nappies at 60 degrees, and nappies. If you buy...
I don't have nappies. She needs to say if you have a child.
Yeah, well, obviously, you're not going to wash nappies unless
you've
got a child.
One of those really weird, like, German men that like dressing up as babies and huge nappies.
Okay, I don't want to go down your route. The oldest existing version of the FA Cup is up for auction later.
Wow.
It was used from 1896 to 1910 after the original cup was stolen, and it could fetch a
quarter... I'll buy it.
It could fetch £250,000.
Forget it, I'm busy.
Preston go to Derby's Pride Park tonight with a 2-0 advantage from the first leg. Former Manchester United director Greg Dyke says he's... Oh, sorry, Dominic's making me laugh.
It's his face, makes it
blame me. Yeah. Crack on.
I'm blaming you. Former Manchester United director Greg Dyke says he's worried about the amount of debt Malcolm Glazer is going to add to the balance sheet.
9:37.
Oh, yes, that was the most professional news bulletin you guys have ever done.
Thank you very much.
I hope you're very proud of yourself, because it was great.
Mm-hmm.
What time did you say it was?
9:38.
Bingo. Right, a nice Hazy Dixie sing-along, and then we'll go into Moose Tea. You ready? Go!
Caroline, all the guys would say she's mighty fine.
Mighty fine.
Mighty fine, only got you somewhere half the time. And the
other half either got you cursed out and coming up on, short. Now. Yeah, dig this now.
Even though
you need a golden calculator
to divide.
Time it took to look inside and realize that real guys don't real
down to
Mars girls.
Come on,
I know you got the thing, yo. Don't stay. Roses really smell like
poo poo poo.
Yeah, roses really smell like.
Just said that.
Right. And now,
one more time.
Come on. I know you like a thank you. Don't stay. But lean a little bit closer. See, the roses really smell like.
Ooh.
Yeah, roses really smell like.
Poo.
Yeah.
That'll do. Thank you very much. You're not giving it enough poo poo.
I know. I'm holding back on the poo poo.
Yeah, so I see. You should wait until you're in the Big Brother house. You'll be able to. Poo poo or no no.
Dumpty dump check looking back.
All right, thank you.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1. Is it because I'm cool? Why you dress like me? Is it honesty? Are you just a fool?
Hey.
Is it because I'm cool? Why the school kids laugh?
Hey.
Cause the paper's got
hey.
It.
Hey, Daffy boy.
Is it because I'm...
Like that. Killers of Radio 1. Smile like you mean it. Joe Wiley's here at 10 o'clock this morning, looking beautiful as ever. She's so trendy, even her compact looks like a portable DVD player. It's used a big mirror on it. Not that I know what a compact is, obviously. It says it on it or something. I don't know. 9:46, let's go.
For Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, Car Park fans!
Thanks very much.
What was that? What was that voice?
I have no idea.
Loser.
Hey, loser. You're all right there, matey. How are you?
Welcome back, Chris.
I haven't actually been anywhere, but good morning.
Good morning, one and all.
Good morning, morning, morning. Walker.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Is everyone doing all right?
Yeah,
doing good.
Okay. How are you doing?
I'm great, thanks.
That's brilliant. Okay. You've been up to a lot at the moment?
Not a lot, really.
Yeah. The usual stuff?
You know, this and that.
Yeah. You make it sound really dodgy. This and that. Anyway. Right, so we're going to go into the Big Brother house on Tuesday.
Why?
Just to kind of, you know, pretend we're one of the housemates.
Why?
But I don't know, actually, because it'd be fun.
Whatever.
Okay. Do you fancy coming in?
I'd rather bite my own arm off.
Right, okay. Fair enough. Right, let's get straight in then, and who's on line one?
Welcome on line one.
Yes.
It's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi there, my name's Charlie and I'm from Warwick.
Hey! Warwick?
Yes, mate.
Wow.
I've got a story about that place.
Oh, yeah?
But that's for another time.
Okay, I don't know.
I have a friend who lives there.
Oh,
who's that?
Take it the other time is now, then. You can tell it straight away. Who's your friend?
Evita.
Evita who?
Evita. Smith.
Evita who?
Evita Smith. Evita Smith.
Right, I've got you.
Evita.
Yeah, all right, okay.
Sorry.
All right, okay. Do you know her?
No, mate. Right, no okay. idea.
What do you do, Charlie Robbins?
I work in France in ski season during the winter and then doss about in summer.
You work in France?
Yeah. Doing ski seasons in the winter, skiing for 6 months.
What do you do?
Ski, and then I work for a company that organises fun activities like helicopters and bobsleigh and paragliding.
That sounds good.
Sounds great, that.
And then the rest of the time you do nothing?
Well, I earn money any which way impossible, basically, in the summer to go back.
I know. Well, you know what kind of stuff he means, don't you?
You know, this and that.
This and that, yeah. Dodgy. So where are you right now?
I am by Warwick Castle in a car park.
Okay. Are you working at the moment?
I've been to Luton this morning to pick up someone from the airport.
Like a spy?
No, not a spy. Some guy that's working at a pub.
You're a man of mystery.
Hang on. You go to the airport to pick up a foreign bloke who's working in a pub?
Yeah.
He lives far away, doesn't he?
Well, yeah, he's flown into the country to work in a pub. I'm not quite sure. I just get paid to pick him up.
Does he have a visa?
He's Polish, so he doesn't need one.
Is Charlie Robbins your real name?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you spying on us now?
No.
Okay. Child support agency have been looking for Dominic for years, which is why he changed his name from carpet. Right, so what are you driving?
That's rubbish.
What am I driving? A Discovery.
Oh,
Nice wheels. Let's hear their horn.
Let's hear it. Oi.
It's a nice horn.
It is a nice horn. All right, good. Hang on there then, please.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Good morning, Chris. Mine's Stuart. I'm from Italy.
A friend who lives there.
Really? What's his name? Robert?
No.
Oh. What's his name?
Richard.
Richard who?
Richard Weatherby.
Richard Weatherby.
Oh, I know Richard.
Yeah. Do you know Richard?
Yeah, he lives down the road.
Does he live down the road?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Brilliant. There you go.
What a numpty.
I know.
What
do you do, Stuart?
I'm a driver for Argos, Chris.
Are you delivering today?
Hey?
Are you delivering today?
Yes, we are.
What have you got?
The next drop is a trampoline.
A trampoline?
13-footer.
Mm. Right.
Oh, nice.
13-footer. Oh, nice. You know what kind of collar he is, Roy?
Well, it was nice talking to you.
Exactly. So are you currently driving with a 13-foot long one in the back?
That is correct. Yeah, that's the big long one. The bigger, the better.
Come on.
All right, okay.
The bigger they are, the harder they bounce.
Right, okay.
Gutted about last night, Stuart?
Absolutely gutted, mate. Absolutely gutted. Was lined up to go to Cardiff and everything.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, mate.
Next year, mate.
2 years on the trot, to the Hammers.
Yeah.
There we go.
Some would say you deserve that as well this season.
Well, some might say that. Yeah. I'm not sure Royal would agree.
Well, anyway, what are you driving?
Leyland DAF 45.
Nice wheels. Let's hear the horn then.
Let's hear it. Oh,
what a horn is rubbish.
What a piddly horn for a big truck.
You're in a big Leyland DAF truck in your... hang on, Charlie, let's hear yours. And now let's hear the truck. That's rubbish.
Rubbish horn.
That's a bit embarrassing, isn't it?
Yeah, we've complained, but...
I bet you have.
Mm.
All right, anyway, you ready to play the game?
I'm more than ready.
Are you ready, Charlie?
Indeed.
Do you mind? That's the band getting carried away there. I apologise about that. Right, let's play.
Horns at the ready.
Thank you.
Fingers steady.
Yes.
Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
That's better, see? Blimey, I don't know what happened there. Right, here we go, eyes down looking. Here's your Sterling for one. Mr. Fish has decided to take up sailing. He's enrolled on a course in Morecambe. Mr. Fish has never done any sailing before, and he's got an awful lot to learn. First of all, there's 3 weeks of theory to do in the classroom, with the first thing being all the different types of knots and how they're used on a boat. Mr. Fish is up to his neck in knots and stuff. Didn't know there was that much to learn from the world of ropes. Oh, that sounds like Stewie in the rubbish Argos truck.
Learning the ropes.
You're absolutely right. Yay! That's the car park catchphrase we were after. Well done.
Well done, eh, Stewie?
Hey.
Are you married, Stewie?
Unfortunately.
Really?
Yeah.
I was wrong, Alan. I owe you a fiver.
Yeah.
Right. No, I want to put my, you know. Anyway, so come on, Charlie, son.
Yes, mate.
Are you still with us?
I'm with you.
No wonder you're picking up strange fellas from the airport from Poland to work in a pub. Did he pay you, or did you just get a brown envelope left in the back seat?
Yeah, no, I got paid.
Yeah, I bet you did. I've not got cash for you, but honestly, you trick these little things here. Yeah, it's like chocolate, but I don't know. Right, anyway, I don't know where I'm going with that. I'll move on.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
You need to get this one right, Charlie, to stay in the game. All right, pal? Yes, Chris?
Yes, Chris.
Right, thanks. Mr. Fish is earning a bit of extra cash. He's working in a Vet Fielding's local pub in York, which is rumoured to be haunted. I didn't know a Vet Fielding lived in York.
No, but her local's in York.
Right.
Scary one. Ooh.
So, but so she must live, if that's her local, she live there.
She likes that place.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. And, look at this. It's rubbish, this. The lager's gone off, Dominic.
Oh.
So Mr. Fisher's going to pop down to the creepy cellar and change the barrel. He's just swapping the barrel over now and... I don't know, what's that? Mr. Fisher just heard a laughing noise coming from inside the barrel. And it came from... Yeah, it's...
Stewie.
I've got to say that was Stewie first.
No, barrel of laughs.
Barrel of laughs.
You're a winner.
Come on.
Wade. Well, Charlie, seriously.
Not happy.
No wonder you're working for them dodgy people. Hey? You know when you have parties with your bosses, do they kiss you on both cheeks?
Yes, mate.
Right, okay. You know what I'm saying. Mm. Alex. I mean, as in, like, the mafia.
Oh, right.
Obviously.
Not the sort of continental kiss.
Not the cheek-kissing parties that you go to.
Mwah, mwah. Mwah, mwah.
I don't do that.
Yeah, you do.
I do not.
You do air kissing.
Yeah, you don't even touch.
Only to celebrities.
You don't even touch the cheek.
And that upsets you, doesn't it?
It does, really.
Anyway, Charlie.
Yes.
See ya. Bye. Well done, Stewie!
Hey, cheers, Chris!
Alright, so you have to drop off your 13-foot tramp.
Oh, trap.
Okay, bye. That's me done. I can have a nice chat with him about his wife. Never mind. Right, get out of here then, Roy. Thank you, mate.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
Woo! Get busy with the fizzy. Ha-ha! That's right. Down the line of Murdoch. Yes, please.
Shine down me, Brace Cats and Andrea Love. Get off.
Time to go.
Right, so, Stewie there. Very, very clever. Notice he put the phone down, so I thought I'd give him good credit where credit's due. Stewie?
Hello, Chris.
Now, was that deliberate or was it an accident?
It was deliberate, sorry.
So he put the phone down and be very good. We've had a talk in the studio, and I think it's only fair we'll give you a prize, because not most many people get
exactly
to do that.
Yeah. Credit where credit's due.
Stewie, what do you want out of the following?
Right,
done. See ya, sucker.
That'll learn him.
From a baby. Jocelyn, get in here quickly. Need to talk to Joss. Right, praise cats, Andrew Love shined on me. Joss, come around here quick. Right?
Tick. Oh, no way.
See ya.
No way.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Joss finishes the show with a lurgy. Oh. 30 seconds. Although she has the lurgy all day. Right, thanks for listening. Joe is next. Have a good day. Goodbye, everybody. Alan ends the show with a lurgy. Mind you, we knew that at the beginning of the show. Come on.